We have 21 seniors on our football squad. I think that's one of the reasons why we've been successful. We have a quarterback in Aaron Jensen, who's a three-year starter for us. He's kind of the hub of our offense, and everything kind of revolves around him. On defense, we have Jesse Weisbrod, defensive end. He's probably our best defensive player. We play pretty solid defense over the course of the season. Offensively, we're multiple. We can throw the ball. We can try to run the ball. Defensively, we're mostly a four front. Anything else?
Well, that's a good start. Why don't we field some questions from the statewide media? Media, yeah. If you'd like to go ahead with your questions, we'll move ahead. Thank you.
I'm Rob Hernandez at the Wisconsin State Journal in Madison. A number of close ball games in the postseason. The Notre Dame game, can you describe what won that? And then also the West Appear game, how did you win that in overtime?
We've had an exciting playoff run, I will tell you that, starting with the Notre Dame game. Notre Dame obviously was a very good football team. What we did is we just kind of went to our no-huddle offense in the waning moments. And to our quarterback's credit, Aaron Jensen was poised under pressure. I think with 6 out of 7 on his final drive to put us in a position to win the contest. Against West Appear, we were 2 scores down with about 8 minutes left to go. And again, AJ and his host of counterparts were able to, you know, move the ball efficiently without panicking down the field and into the end zone. And then we ended up going into overtime and coming out with obviously a tremendous win.
When did you score last in regulation, and how did you score in overtime?
We scored. We were 14 down with about 8 minutes to go. We scored on we went back to throw, and AJ just kind of saw a hole, jumped over a defender, and took it in himself the last 9 yards. And then our kicker, Nick Nellis, put it through the uprights to tie the ball game. In the overtime game, we went on defense first, made 3 great stops, forced them into a field goal situation, and their kicker missed it just left. And from that point on, we just ran 3 quarterback sneaks, trying to set up a game-winning field goal attempt, but our guys up front did the job, and AJ took it in.
John, Bill Scott from Wisconsin Radio Network, congratulations.
Thanks, Bill.
Does this team, you know, you'd won the 13 straight conference championships, and then Xavier had taken the last two prior to this season. Were the expectations not the same for this team? Did you kind of fly under the radar, and has that helped you this year?
Well, I think we may have flew a little bit under the radar, you know, because Xavier obviously had dominated the Valley 8 the last 2 seasons, but we were mildly optimistic coming into the season. Unfortunately, we had to deal with some injuries and other sorts of things. I think what happened to this particular squad is they just got better and better as the season progressed. We had great leadership up front, particularly from, you know, guys like Aaron Jensen and Jesse Weisbrod, but really our entire senior squad really made the difference. It's a group that is very unselfish. You know, they've just kind of formed a team concept that's in many ways indescribable.
John, if I recall right, there was a point pretty early in the season where I think you referred to your team figuring out that where they were, how they were playing wasn't going to cut it, and if they wanted to do the special things that you'd set out, that you know, you were going to have to play a lot better.
Well, I think we started the season. Obviously, we lost to a great Verona club, bounced back against Preble, but then kind of stumbled against Hortonville. You know, kind of blew a lead in the fourth quarter. I think that was really a very disappointing outcome for our guys. You know, afterwards, it was like a playoff loss. You know, there were a lot of tears. because our expectations were quite high. And I think what that made us realize is the hurt and pain that kind of sometimes comes along with the loss. And, we just kind of put ourselves backs against the wall. And from that point on, I think we just took an entirely different approach. And as a result, we've been playing pretty well ever since.
You talk about your opponent, and is it more about you than them when you're playing a game like this?
Well, obviously, when you get to the state championship game, the teams that are left are good football teams. In Greendale, they have great size up front. They have skilled players on offense. They're wide open. They're a shotgun-oriented offense with the ability to run out of it. Defensively, they've been outstanding throughout the course of the season, and particularly in the playoffs. They make it very difficult for you to move the ball. What we're trying to do is just kind of find a way to, first of all, compete defensively. That's always our goal, to try and prepare our kids as best we can for what they'll see. And then offensively, you're just trying to find something that will work successfully, trying to get a matchup maybe that benefits you, and you go from there.
John, Rob Hernandez again. What your base offense, and how has Aaron been able to thrive in it?
Well, Aaron, our offense is, we expect a lot out of our quarterback. As a three-year starter, he's kind of not only matured physically, but also from the mental aspect, which is probably just as important. He's the field general on our offense. He's got the best view of anybody, so we give our quarterback some leeway as far as play calling. He, I think, has just matured and has become the kind of player that you hope for when he first starts out as a sophomore, I guess.
John, talk a little bit about the experience for your guys playing in the six inches of snow up in Wausau on Friday night.
Yeah, I'll tell you, our playoff run, the come-from-behind win against Notre Dame, the overtime victory at West Appear, and then to travel up to Wausau and play in a field that was really unbelievable. There was 6 inches of snow on the field. The only thing that was marked off was the out of bounds and the 10-yard spaces and the goal line. in our pregame, our receivers were running perfect square outs because they were running down the hash line to the out of bounds line. Once the contest started, though, I think we adapted relatively quickly. It wasn't a cold snow and it wasn't windy, so we were able to do the things offensively. I think it did have an impact on the game. It kind of slowed it down. But if you come out on top in a game like that, you can look back and you see it as very, very memorable and really kind of joyous. After the game, our guys are sliding in the snow and making snow angels and having snowball fights. So it was quite a scene.
And Aaron's college future, and then Jesse Wiesbrod at 6'4", 247, it appears to be a very mobile guy on the end, or on the defensive line. What are their futures?
Well, I think both of them have the ability to go on and play at some level at the next, or some level in college. There are a lot of obviously outstanding football players throughout the country. We're hoping that someone takes a look at them, gives them an opportunity to play. They both have outstanding character. They both have, a certain level of athleticism that allows them to compete. And they're fine citizens, so, we're hoping for the best.
John, your teams aren't new to the state tournament. Why don't you take us through a little bit about what you've had down there before?
You mean our teams here?
Yes.
This is actually our third trip to Madison. We went back in 94 and played a great Monroe team. Went back in 2002 with kind of a surprise. Pardon?
Go ahead, continue on.
Went down in 2002 with kind of a surprising team that just kind of got hot at the right time and played a great Wanakee football team. So, you know, once you get down there, we haven't been able to come out with a gold ball. We're hoping that the third time may be the charm.
I have time for one more question for the coach, if there is one.
Sure. Eric Schmoltz, the Capital Times. I just wondering if you could talk a little bit about your defense a little more. They had 6 shutouts, I think, so far, and who the leaders are on that side of the ball.
Well, if you take a look at our defense, from a physical standpoint, we may not be all that impressive. You know, our 2 interior tackles aren't big guys, but they do have some quickness. Our 2 defensive ends and Jesse Weisbrod and Alex Denny do give us kind of a force, you know, that makes it a little bit tougher to run inside and run outside of them. Obviously, in our defense, they play a critical part. Our 2 outside linebackers are Nick Nellis and Dusty Stitchman or Tommy Gill, and they have some athleticism that allows them to play on the perimeter a little bit and help in pass coverage. Our 2 inside linebackers are Andy Roloff and Brian Servi, who have done an outstanding job for us. And our secondary has been solid, you know, with Sean DeVos at one corner and Steve Dake at the other. And then obviously our center fielder is Shane Lind, and all of them have enough cover skills that we can play some man-to-man and blitz if we have to and yet, not give up big plays. I think... you know, to be a good defense, you have to try to avoid giving up those home runs, which, you know, particularly the latter half of the season, we haven't been doing. So we make you work for what you get offensively, and we go from there.